Hey, we're CJMQ and we're talking with Zoltan Buki today. And Zoltan is here. He's going to tell us about the short films coming up in Sherbrooke. These are the Quebec Goal Series, the best short films in Quebec of the last year, 2008. So tell us about this, Zoltan.
The Quebec Goal is part of a series, is part of the Prince-Aucourt Montreal International Films short film series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a collection of the 10 best Quebec short movies that traveled across the world last year in 2008.
Okay.
And but it's also a series, a film which had the most prizes and most distinctions during last year. Maybe the one who has the most value of those prizes is Next Floor, a film by Denis Villeneuve.
Okay.
Well, actually, he's the producer of the latest Polytechnique movie that came out a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And last year, he made a short movie which actually won the best short movie in Cannes last year. Cannes is the big film festival in France.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So this was Next Floor that won that? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, and Next Floor, you were telling me about, there's no dialogue in it, so it doesn't matter if you understand French
exactly.
or not.
Yeah,
so.
That one has no, there's no dialogue in it, and there's many more that has no dialogues in it, because those movies, actually, since they're traveling across the world, the producers are actually more inclined of doing a type of movie that is more understandable to everyone, right?
Okay.
So it's more axed on the images, and the dialogues are not that important in the movies. There's also three animated films that has been produced and supported by the National Film Board.
Okay, interesting.
Which National Film Board are, I think, worldwide recognition on the quality of their short movies. Last year there was a movie last year which actually was nominated at the Oscars.
Okay.
Which has been made and produced by the National Film Board.
Very nice. Very interesting. Okay.
We have also a couple of more experimental movies also, which are mostly axed. Well, the emphasis is put on the quality of the pictures, of the of the colors, and most, you know, there's no dialogues also in it. So even for people who doesn't understand French, I think they can enjoy those type of movies.
Really? And mentioning Next Floor, the only two words in the film is Next Floor, right?
Yeah, well, I don't want to tell too much, because it's especially Next Floor, you have to see it to really understand what the movie is all about. But it's not necessarily psychological either, but I think since a short movie has to be told in a very short amount of time.
Okay.
Sometimes you can understand the story by itself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's some experimental movies where you have to think a little bit more, and you have to be more focused, and you pay more attention into the story. But some of them, the really good ones, usually you understand right away what the movie is all about.
Okay.
And sometimes you don't even have to understand what they're saying, because you know the movie speaks basically by itself.
Okay, good. Now, you were saying short movies, and you were saying that the movies are from 50 minutes to a half an hour long.
Oh yeah, well, it's not even 15 minutes. Some of them are only 5 minutes long.
Okay.
But the longest, you know, what we consider now a short movie has to be shorter than half an hour.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But very, very seldom producers go to half an hour, because it's really difficult to sustain the attention of the viewer for half an hour, especially on a short movie.
Okay.
But the ones we have that we're going to show on Thursday, they barely go over 15 minutes.
Okay.
The films? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be at the Tremplin, 1630. There we are at 95 Wellington Street. South.
Okay.
Southbound.
Mm-hmm.
It's there's a $5 cover charge to get in.
Mm-hmm.
But we have very limited places. It's a small venue where there's only maybe 100, 115 persons that you can get in. So you have to arrive early if you want to go in.
Okay. Do you need to be 18 and over?
No.
Okay.
No, it's all ages.
Okay. Right?
It's not ages. It's not a bar. There's no alcohol served at all. Mm-hmm. And the movies are also all ages. Right?
Okay.
So mainly for, you know, This kind of venues we're trying to you know, there's other people who are actually familiar with the short movie scene and everything, but we are mostly trying to wake the interest towards people who are not familiar with that kind of art, with that art form. And people are they go see movies, long movies, and you know normal long movies, but the short movie scene is really unknown in Sherbrooke. We don't really that often have the chance to show short movies. So with this Quebec Gold series, and we're trying to push a little bit more on the medias and trying to invite people to come down and see it, because if there's a good response from from the population on this series, maybe we can, you know,
have more
of them, maybe once a month or something like that.
Good. Is this the first time that you've done something like this?
Well, we tried last year a couple of times, but it didn't work out that good because we didn't have the media attention that we wanted and we needed. But this year, thanks to the help of the Tremplin Size 13, which has a good contacts with the medias, it helps a lot. And hopefully, you know, people, if they hear what's going on the short movie scene, but hopefully they will come down and check it out
Thursday night. Yeah. So this Thursday night, 26th February, and the address again is
95 Wellington Street South.
Okay, and it's open to all age groups.
All
only
ages.
$5. Yeah. You get your tickets at the door. Can you buy the tickets ahead of time?
No.
Okay, so you need to get them at the door. Now, the actors, producers, thing, everybody participating in the making of the film, are they all residents of Quebec? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
They're mostly usually they're on the Prince au Cours short film series.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we always have a pretty fair amount of English English speaking movies that we get out.
Mm-hmm.
And but on this specific specific compilation this year, there's no English speaking producers. But usually, when we show movies from the big series every month, we always get at least two or three English speaking movies, which are actually pretty good. Also, there's, you know, in Concordia there's a movie school at Concordia University, and there's a lot of young producers that. Mm-hmm. English-speaking producers that come out from that school, and usually they do very, very good movies.
Okay, good. So all the participants, the actors, actresses, producers, etc., are they any of them amateur, just students?
Well, when you're at that level, usually it's because you're pretty well established.
Okay, so they're all professionals.
Yeah, professionals, and most of them have probably pretty good budgets to do their movies. So it's not really amateur at that level. Mm-hmm. They're starting to be pretty professional. Like Denis Villeneuve, I don't think that. He can be considered an amateur since he already made, I think it's three or four long movies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And but he's still once in a while still doing short movies once in a while. But most of them have pretty good experience.
All the participants in the movies, they're from all over Quebec, not just concentrated in Montreal or all
no,
over
from
Quebec?
All over
okay,
Quebec.
Good.
There's one movie in which Karine Vanasse is playing in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of movies that has big, big, well-established actors playing in them.
Okay. Yeah. And what about the settings? That's from all over Quebec too?
Yeah, there's actually one movie. It's called La Battue, which has been filmed in the Eastern Townships.
Okay.
And we are trying. Hopefully, we will get the producer will be here will be here with us on Thursday night, but it's not 100% sure yet. But good.
So for $5, how many movies do you get to see?
There's going to be 10 movies.
10 movies.
Yeah,
for 10
movies in
okay.
two blocks of. There's going to be at least for half an hour and a half for sure.
Okay, sounds movies. Great. Good. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Zoltan?
Well, I just maybe want to say that short movies, I think, has a very good potential of mm-hmm. actually. I think it's we make a really honest invitation and really a heartfelt mm-hmm. Invitation to all the population of mostly the English speaking mm-hmm. Population, which actually can probably would be and will enjoy this type of short movies,
okay.
even though if it's not necessarily in English. I think there's one movie that is subtitled, but. Mm-hmm. I think it's really an really open-minded mm-hmm. type of mm-hmm. of movies, and hopefully people will come down.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.